This is Teresa Daniel, the host of this intriguing interview between the top commander in the People's Revolutionary Army, General Hudson Austin, and George Worm. Welcome back to part 5. The general reveals what he knows about the executions of Maurice Bishop, Unison Whiteman, Jacqueline Kreft, Norris Bain, and others on Fort Rupert on October 19, 1983.
Hey, did you believe that Maurice was really pushing Whiteman-ism in the revolution?
No!
Or was it merely propaganda?
No! Right, question.
Or was it propaganda what? By him by the code group? Who really wanted to get control of the NGM Central Committee? Mm-hmm. The question was, if you believe that Maurice was pushing Whiteman-ism as alleged
if
by
he was pushing Whiteman-ism, he'd have been called the deputy? Do you think so?
No, certainly not.
Maurice, listen. Mm-hmm. Maurice was so genuine. He was over too damn genuine. He gave Code too much leeway in the party. Till after about the time Code really could do things without consulting Maurice. So he didn't want me around. Because he can't do them shit with me. But when I know Maurice was lying to me, then I wouldn't read that.
You repeat what?
That thing that I read there. Mm-hmm. If I know Maurice was not in that meeting, because, not because Maurice is not chairman of the Central Committee, he attends Central Committee meetings.
So he was not chairman of the Central Committee? I thought Maurice was supposed to be the chairman of the Central Committee.
Yeah. Well, I get yourself. When Maurice say, you was on the radio last night calling me a dictator, I said, what happened? You didn't. Know about the document? He said he never seen that.
So it never crossed your mind that maybe you should have made a statement making people know exactly where HA stood?
Well, you see the point about it at that time. I didn't want to make no statement without Maurice's confirmation. Next thing I know, Maurice was under house arrest. Who put Maurice under house arrest?
So how did you know Maurice was under house arrest? When did you get to know Maurice was under house arrest?
In a meeting.
That is a meeting of the full members?
A meeting in Butler House. Because here's something. Me, Cornwall, Lane, and somebody else was on the foot. And I tell them I'm going to talk with the soldiers. Them say they're going by Bonad. But they had their plans. When them go by Bonad, they find the two of them go. I put Maurice under house arrest, like with Bonad instigation.
So just Cornwall and...
Cornwall and Lane.
And Lane that put Maurice under house arrest?
Yeah. I get to know that afterwards. Like them two that go and do it, with Bonad instigation. And say, because of the rumor, both Bonad and Maurice are not supposed to leave the home. But Bonad was going all over the place. About his other house arrest. You see the trick?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You see the trick?
Now, H.A., I would like to hear your take on a statement that was made in September by Ian St. Bernard.
Huh?
In September, Ian St. Bernard had put out a statement in which he said that the 1983 events in which Bishop was killed, it resulted in a push by a group of ultra-leftists within the NGM to seize control.
Who said that?
Ian St. Bernard had issued a statement in September.
Well, that was exactly what happened.
And he... Did you hear about the statement issued by CNB?
No, I didn't.
Nobody didn't tell you that? St. Bernard issued a statement which I got a copy of and I published it. And he said that 79, a group of ultra-left in the party... 1983. A group of ultra-leftists rose up in the bowels of the party and seized state power more or less from the NGM.
That is true.
That is what St. Bernard said.
Yeah.
So, and I'd like to hear your take on that.
Yeah. That's what I call it too. That's what happened. Instigated by Bernard Code. Instigated. All the way as he go out, it was instigated by Bernard Code. I mean, I didn't about to say that. All what you say go out there.
Okay, H.A., you have often maintained that you were not on Fort Frederick with the other CC members on the day that Bishop was killed.
No, I wasn't there.
Right? He was released from house arrest, subsequently recaptured and then executed. Now, where was the general when all these events were unfolding?
I went to Fort Frederick. Then I went home. No Frederick. We have Frederick. No one in Richmond Hill is Frederick.
Yes.
I went to Fort Frederick. Then I went home. Because remember, I wasn't well. I was on sick leave all of that time.
Mm-hmm.
I was on sick leave. Mr. Lane was in control. Right? So, then I went back to Fort Frederick about after lunch show. And Lane come to me and he said, we had to send people to take back the food because, you know, he's the commander for the area.
Mm-hmm.
But then, later in the evening, the fire do something for me. So I asked them, where Bernard is? They say, Bernard, up in the foot, because I went in the bottom. So I went up to see him and said, what really happened here now? What is going on? He tell me he know yet, he get a report to us. Them fellas went to take back the food and people fire on them and all kind of thing, and he didn't get a report yet of what happened. Then I went back, I left and I went by Maurice's mother, right in the bottom there. Because when the rumor came out that Bernard Cohn and his wife want to kill Maurice, I went by Maurice's mother to find out, come and find out. And I met Massimi and me. No, Miss Simeon.
I know Massimi.
And she told me, yes, Austin is true. Boris sent to tell his mother that. And I was there, Miss Simeon and me. I say, well, what is all of this about, boy? Then I went back up to the phone. And that is when Bernard is telling me, you know, how much people get killed on the food, and Boris and Jackie and Judy and them get killed in crossfire. I say, well, how did that happen? He said, well, let people storm the fort. When it come in tonight, night time, I said, we had to tell the people, okay, they don't want to go out, you know. And that is when the bitch right the lie had given, you know. But when I get to know that, I read a lie to the nation. If I was not good saint post, I'd commit suicide, you know. That I go and lie, tell that big lie to the nation, you know. That Maurice and them get killed in crossfire. Whereas, you know what I really learned the truth about that when I come from Brazil? I didn't get the truth about what happened on the phone until after I come from Brazil. With all the courts were going on there.
But during the trial, it came out. During the trial, evidence came out that there was an execution.
Right, but during the trial though, when I say in the trial...
I thought for the trial up in the lands there, where the court was.
Yeah.
There were evidence that came out in the trial.
Yeah, that they were lined up by the shot. Yeah, but still even that, they denied that it happened. You know?
So in the prison, they were kept denying that it was an execution.
It was an execution, yeah. And even telling the lawyers that, they keep denying.
So Lane ever discussed with you?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. Mr. Worm,
in prison, nothing.
I never had a discussion with Bernard in prison.
You never had a discussion with him?
No!
Is it that because you all were kept in separate cells?
No, we kept separate. We used to see.
You used to see?
Yeah, but you see them, but no discussion. Nothing. Ask Lane what they were up about the food. Why the truth about what happened about the food? Do you know what he tell me? He tell me one day when we leave, but we're going to discuss that. I know you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I went down to the hospital one day. I had a problem with my nose. And I had a problem with my prostate. And I met a soldier girl down there. I met a soldier girl down there. Who was in there? I mean, I go call her name. Mm-hmm. I go make her a victim. And she told me what really happened. That's what I get to. Apart from what I say in the court,
mm-hmm.
But she told that they capture Maurice and them in the bottom, they bring them up in the top, or the thing in the top, and they line them up. She told me she saw that but she saw. And Abdullah read out a statement that this is Central Committee orders that they should be executed. Where the hell did the Central Committee get power to execute people? Where they get, where they try them?
So,
this girl tell me, Abdullah read out a statement, I think for me, a paper he had in here, I guess a moral code give him that. Central Committee orders.
But there's other conflict about that. Because hey! One report said that Lane was on Fort Frederick.
Yes.
In Smith's book, what is said is that Lane was on Fort Frederick.
That's right.
And he made a telephone call to the communications room on Fort Frederick. On Fort Rupert.
Yeah.
And Manly Philip is the one who took the telephone call. And Lane asks for Abdullah.
Yeah, that's right.
Abdullah was then called and he came and he spoke on the phone with Lane.
Yeah.
Nobody knew exactly what Lane said to him.
Right.
And then Abdullah went back to where Bishop and them were and would have communicated to them.
Line them up.
I don't know if he communicated in verbally, but you saying you're that he communicated.
All that would have been but code orders. Lane would do that on you. All that.
You don't think Lane took on his own?
Lane would not execute people on his own without discussing that with Bernard. And I won't take it Bernard that make them do that. You see? You should get a good opportunity to get in about and white man. And most of the people who he like are wrong.
Now, this will take me to a question I want to ask you also. During the trial, and you know his name pretty well, Fabian Vaughan and Gabriel had made certain statements.
I hear you.
During the trial,
uh-huh.
Fabian Vaughan and Gabriel had made certain statements pertaining to you. He said you came on the fort on the night after the execution, the night when they were executed.
Uh-huh.
And you raised up the tarpaulin where Morris' body was.
And
he said
you
see the pocket dead.
He only make that statement after I get his pardon. He didn't make that statement before. But had nothing on me. But the people in the court wanted me. The Yankees wanted me. He had nothing before. If you look at all the statements that Vaughan and Gabriel made, he never said that before. Never.
Never said that.
Never said that. But sir, I went to see Paul School, right? And I asked Paul School to set up an inquiry into what happened on the phone. I asked him if he could use Shashidath Rampal, the Commonwealth Secretary General, to set up an inquiry like the Duffus Commission inquiry to find out exactly what happened on the phone. Paul School agreed with me on everything. And then you know what Paul School do behind my back? He invited the Yankees to invade. Right? That's what Paul School did behind my back. It's the same way I told Paul School that we want to appoint a civilian government. Right? Because I don't want to be no prime minister and them kind of thing. Because I tell him I only want to keep the country intact until a civilian government is formed. When did you hear the cry now? What did Paul School do? Bernard Code sent Cornwall to see Paul School and reverse everything I tell Paul School. They changed their mind about having a commission inquiry. Because I met with Bernard, you know, to discuss that. I said, we want a commission, we have to have an inquiry to map on the phone.
And what was his position?
He agreed with me. But no, when I go and see Paul School and discuss the inquiry, behind my back, he sent Cornwall to tell Paul School they're going ahead with that anymore. And I only know that when I leave the prison.
Okay, General, you know the name Jensen Ottwee?
Who?
Jensen Ottwee, Dr. Jensen Ottwee.
Yeah.
Now, I interviewed him, and he said that after the executions on the fort, that you came to him to sign some death certificate.
I came to see him.
that you had a, yes, you came to see Autry. Jensen Autry said that you came to him.
Uh-huh.
And you wanted him to sign the death certificates of Morris and them. And the impression had to be given that they were killed in crossfire, but not in execution.
Well, why would I even want to do that?
I don't know, I'm asking you. That's what he said. That you came to him and you painted a picture that these men had died in crossfire. And you wanted the death certificate.
But why would I have anything to do with that certificate?
As a medical doctor, you wanted him to sign...
No, sir. He lied. That's a total lie.
Mm-hmm.
Total lie. Well, Jensen Autry would say anything because me and Jensen Autry used to go around good and after a month of time, he just started going around a whole set of shit and I kind of blanking.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen Autry did something. I went to Jensen Autry, I tell him I wasn't feeling well, I was having some pain because, you know, I got my back damage. He was with me when I got my back damage. He went and I went to this year and I got my back damage. And I told Jensen Autry, I'm having this constant pain in my back and so on. So Jensen Autry gave me some tablets. And he gave me 3 special tablets. Kind of looking bluish. You see like that color you see there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking like that. And he told me if the pain take me, anytime the pain take me severe, take one of it. Let me tell you. I come home one night, and I find my wife in severe pain. And I give my wife one of the tablets for pain that Jensen gave me. I nearly killed my wife. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
I go to the same Jensen after the night, I take him and bring him here. I tell him, I give my wife one of the tablets you give me for pain, and she seems to be having more pain. He gave her morphine,
mm-hmm.
and then the ambulance come and take her to the hospital. And what the doctor at the hospital said, he was poisoned. So it means he wanted to kill. When, and I never knew that, what Jensen Autry tell the police? Jensen Autry tell the police that I poisoned my wife. Because I asked him for poison to go and poison Stray Dog in Kerekou. Why are they doing Kerekou and Stray Dog?
Alright, let's move on.
If you have to get death certificate for things like that, it's not Jensen to issue that. You have to get a pathologist. Because these people are executed. It's a pathologist. So why go to Jensen for? Jensen, what will I trap you? Man wanted to kill me.
You have been listening to part 5 of the interview with General Austin, the only interview given by him on the events that shook Grenada, the Caribbean, and the rest of the world 38 years ago. We will be back with part 6 of the interview in approximately 2 hours.